We were off for Christmas break when this story flashed the headlines and has continued dominating them. A jury in Tacoma acquitting all three police officers in Pierce County in the death of Manny Ellis. They were cleared of all criminal charges in the 2020 death of Mr. Ellis. It's interesting to see that the reason these officers were even on trial was because Bob Ferguson, the attorney general, basically intervened to announce that the state of Washington was charging these officers, two of them, with second-degree murder and manslaughter, while a third officer, Tim Rankin, was charged with manslaughter. Again, a jury clearing all these officers for any criminal responsibility for the death of Manny Ellis. Ellis was walking home with donuts from a 7-Eleven in Tacoma when he passed a patrol car, stopped at a red light with officers Matt Collins and Chris Burbank inside. The officer said that Ellis tried to open the door of a passing car at the intersection, became aggressive when they tried to question him about it, and that Ellis not only was defiant and uncooperative, but demonstrated, quote, superhuman strength, close quote, by lifting him off the ground, throwing him through the air. Several witnesses said, no, we didn't see anything like that. And that's what this trial was all about. Ann Bremner represented Tim Rankin. She joins us on the John Carlson Show today. This is the second time that Bob Ferguson has gone after officers in Pierce County for violating the rights of people, and has been basically rejected twice now, Ann Bremner.
Yes. Good morning, John.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. It's wonderful to be on with you. Thank you.
So, again, you and I talked last year. He went after Ed Troyer for supposedly violating the rights of a newspaper carrier. And then, much more seriously, he charged two officers with murder and your client with manslaughter in the death of Manny Ellis. And a jury came back exonerating the officers of any criminal responsibility.
Right. And as you remember, I represented Sheriff Troyer in the case last
yes.
year, and he was, of course, acquitted. And then again, these officers were acquitted of very serious charges recently, and we're grateful to the jury for their hard work.
So I've got to ask you, do you believe in retrospect that these officers should have been charged in the first place?
I don't think they should have ever been charged. I mean, the evidence was clear that they were innocent, that Manny Ellis had a lethal dose of methamphetamine on him and he had a bad heart. And to say that these officers criminally caused his death, I think, was something where there shouldn't have been any charges if the case had been adequately examined in the first instance.
Now, here is, of course, what the opposition will say. The opposition will claim that, I believe, was it the coroner, said that air constriction contributed to the death of Manny Ellis. And then you had these witnesses claiming that the officers were far more aggressive than they claimed they were in trying to restrain him.
Well, a couple of things. The medical examiner, the coroner, had a lot of different opinions. He said that the meth overdose could be considered a primary factor in the death. He also said that the spit sock that was not placed on Manny Ellis by any of the defendants in the case was a primary factor, you know, et cetera. If he couldn't really say conclusively what the cause of death was, I mean, there were a lot of different possibilities. How could the jury say what the cause of death was, i.e. at the hands of these officers? They weren't responsible for Manny Ellis' death. Now, with the witnesses, the jurors, we talked to them afterwards, John, and they did not find those witnesses to be credible. And there were witnesses on the other side that said it was a brawl, that Manielos was throwing the officers around. I think he said, one of them said, pretty good. So, you know, there were witnesses on both sides. But I think we all know that your attention isn't drawn to something until something unusual is happening. So these witnesses were saying, you know, that they saw the event before there was any kind of altercation. And I just, that wasn't credible for a lot of reasons.
Again, Manny Ellis was acting strangely and oddly. And again, officers said he was trying to open the door of a car at an intersection that was passing by. And when they tried to question him, he became very aggressive. And they tried to actually make the officers look like they were the ones who were being aggressive, that Ellis was addressing the officers as sir and saying, you know, I can't breathe, I can't breathe. And one officer said, you know, shut up, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, the state called a pulmonologist as their expert. And he said, because Ellis in a convoy said, I can't breathe, there was no medical concern. So that was overplayed. I mean, trying to compare this case to the Chauvin, George Floyd case. But that was not the case that was tried in Pierce County. And my client, Officer Rankin, was the one that put Ellis in a recovery position. Remember, Rankin came as a backup officer at the end of the incident. And as soon as he said, I can't breathe, he put Mr. Ellis in a recovery position. He did it twice. So, and Mr. Ellis continued to resist arrest and thrash around during the whole incident. So, you know, it was a situation where the officers acted appropriately at all times. And indeed, Mr. Ellis was very aggressive.
Tell me what you think about the media coverage of this trial, Ann Bremner.
Oh, I don't know if you want to know. I felt like it was, you know, I would try to view it every day, but it was like, I would think, are they in the same courtroom that I'm in? Are they hearing the evidence that we're hearing?
This is what a woke newsroom has delivered in terms of news coverage. Instead of covering the facts fairly, objectively, in an even keeled way, you basically had the media repeating the claims of questionable witnesses and attorneys for the Ellis family, and calling that news coverage. I was dismayed with how the media were covering this.
Yeah, I tried not to weigh in at all, although I was really frustrated. You know, I'm a big supporter of the media and the local media in Seattle and Pierce County and Tacoma. But I did feel that there was coverage that would repeat again and again that he died from restraint. And that's what the ME said conclusively. And also that these quote unquote eyewitnesses didn't support the officers. And then we didn't hear like Officer Ford, who was a partner of my client, who testified that what Rankin did was absolutely appropriate. And if it wasn't appropriate, he would have intervened. That was not really covered in great significant detail. And likewise, the fact the state didn't call any of the other officers there at the scene, that there were scores of officers there. They didn't call any of them that could have, you know, basically said that nothing untoward occurred.
No, I really believe this was Bob Ferguson trying to gin up an issue with what I will call the social justice crowd for political purposes. That's my read. You know, I'm not going to try and make it yours, but I really think that this was a prosecution that was not driven by facts and evidence. I think it was driven by political motivation. And he lost.
It was very unfortunate the case was brought, and there were great state resources brought, you know, to the case in terms of having many attorneys, including private attorneys, hired by the AG's office, and a 3-month trial. And it was a great cost to all of our clients. I mean, it's just devastating what it did to my client. 3 years, 3 months of trial, and being portrayed as someone that committed the crime of manslaughter.
Now, the trial had a happy outcome. It's not over yet, though, is it?
No, there's a disciplinary piece that was held in abeyance while these criminal proceedings were concluding. And there's, you know, also a civil case that's been brought by the family of Manny Ellis in federal court. And I've seen some calls from the family or the family lawyer to engage the federal government in a federal civil rights case. I don't know to what extent that'll be reviewed, but that should never happen.
No, and on what possible grounds could it be brought?
Exactly. I would say zero. I mean, enough's enough. Yeah. I mean, police officers, as you know, and as we all know, have a very difficult job. And this particular case, I think the verdict was very important to law enforcement to say, you know, in a case like this, you're trying to restrain somebody that's got a fatal dose of meth on them, that's in meth psychosis, that has had incidents like this at least twice in the past. We had one on video,
right,
you know, where he charged at officers naked while high on meth. You know, we have to give the officers deference when they're dealing with situations like this. And the Supreme Court has said, you don't judge these situations with 20/20 hindsight like an armchair quarterback. Officers have to make split-second decisions, and that's what they did in this case.
And again, they were reacting to someone's conduct. You know, they've tried to make
exactly.
this about race, but they weren't reacting because of Manny Ellis's race. They were reacting because of Manny Ellis's conduct.
Exactly.
And so,
and they also had to control him before they could get him any kind of assistance, and that's what was important in this case too. When he said he was in some kind of distress, he was still fighting the officers. He had a pulse.
Mm-hmm.
My client checked his pulse. He was breathing, you know, everything else. But they had to control him, and they weren't able to do that for some time.
I hope that if these officers are dismissed from the force, that they sue to get their jobs back. Because
absolutely, yeah.
that would just be an outrageous reaction after they were cleared.
Yeah, and these all three officers, as you know, served in the military in Afghanistan. They were exemplary officers in Tacoma.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just so sad to see what they went through because all they've done is serve the public and serve their country admirably.
Ann Bremner, you served your client admirably. And
thank you.
I appreciate you joining us for a few minutes here on the John Carlson Show this morning. I hope you have a terrific new year. We hope to be talking to you often in the year ahead.
I'll look forward to it. Happy New Year, John.
Thanks,
Thank
Ann.
You.